crack open the sports page with the Orlando Sentinel and FM 96.9 The Game's Mike the Bulldog Bianchi
on JRR.
Bulldog sports page on JRR brought to you this morning by our daily Instagram giveaway.
Ooh, good one this morning for Cinco de Mayo. Tijuana Flats Cash. We have $50 there. And tickets to go check out Roger Waters at the Amway.
Nice. So make sure you're following us on Instagram. Click on today's Instagram post, and you'll be automatically entered to win that prize package.
And if you're not following us, it's at 1011 WJRR.
What do you say, Bulldog?
What is happening? Your Lightning came back in a big way last night after getting annihilated in Game 1. They annihilate the Toronto Maple Leafs in Game 2. Last night, actually, they didn't annihilate him, but they did beat him 5-3 in that game. Wow, unbelievable! Victor Hedman had a goal, 3 assists, first 4-point playoff game of his career. So the Lightning tie that series 1-1. Good sports day for Tampa, by the way. The Rays completed a 3-game sweep of the Oakland A's. They win 3-0. Yesterday.
You and your soccer terminology infusing into every other sport.
We live in a soccer city, okay?
Yeah. All 16,000 fans that show up.
And 17,000 and change, right?
Yeah. Watch when the World Cup comes.
Let's not short shrift Orlando City's fans. The Miami Heat took take a 2-0 lead on the Sixers last night. Bam Adebayo just had his way inside. Of course, Philadelphia 76ers big man and MVP candidate Joel Embiid not playing so far. He still missed the first 2 games of this series because he has that fractured orbital bone in his face. I don't know if he's even going to come back for the series, but the Heat and Bam Adebayo are certainly taking advantage. The Heat win 119-103 last night. They take a 2-0 lead in that series, and look who showed up for the Heat last night. Magic fans, Victor Oladipo scored 19 points on his 30th birthday yesterday. So good for Victor. He's making an impact. James Harden, even though he scored 20 points for the Sixers, he's just not the same guy. And they need him to become a superstar or be the superstar he once was, and he just can't do it anymore.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the other game last night, Chris Paul, this guy is 37, he turns 37 on Friday. He's a 12-time All-Star. He's still getting it done for the Phoenix Suns. He scores 28 points last night, including 14 in a spectacular fourth quarter as the Phoenix Suns win 129-109. They could take a 2-0 lead on the Dallas Mavericks in that series. Luka Doncic is a superstar for the Mavericks, but he can't do it alone. He had 35 last night, but the Mavericks had nobody else who really did anything. Poll question of the day based on the big meetings. College football administrators from 3 conferences are meeting out in Scottsdale, Arizona. And here's your poll question. With commissioners of the SEC and Pac-12 getting ready to meet with Washington lawmakers today about name, image, and likeness, are you for or against the government regulating NIL?
Oh, my God. Totally, totally against.
I'm not a big fan of just all this government overreach. It's just, don't get me started.
Well, I normally am, but the reason that we're in this predicament is because the government got involved anyways. It's the government, all these state governments who passed these NIL laws with no guidelines whatsoever, and that's why college football is in the state it's in, because of the state governments. All these separate states passing all these different laws, there's no rules and regulations. So, yes, I am for government. Fix the mess you've created, government, is what I'm saying.
Oh, that's the angle. Okay.
Absolutely. So, that's your poll question. What else do we have today?
How about the Bucks are going to have a little get-together with the Seahawks in Germany?
That's right, in Munich, Germany. That'll be November 13th, which means Tom Brady has a chance to set another record, as if he needs any more accolades, all right? If he wins that game, he'll become the first quarterback in the history of the National Football League to win three games in three different foreign companies when he was with, or foreign countries. When he was with the Patriots, he won in London and Mexico City, and now he has a chance to win in Germany.
Did you see the other little NFL tidbit yesterday that I want to say it's October 30th, the NFL announced there'll be a game that will only be available if you have ESPN Plus.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of college football games like that. Like a lot of UCF's games, that's the only way you can get those are on ESPN Plus.
Yeah, well, this is a pro game, so I...
Well, there's pro games now.
It's just like they're nickel and diming us at every turn for these sports things now. I'm almost forcing. What if you're a fan of the two teams? I think it's Denver. Who are the two teams?
And not even sports. All these TV streaming things. Yeah, it's
what about the Thursday night games going to be on? Start being on Amazon Prime. When is it starting?
Yeah.
If you don't have Amazon Prime, you can't watch the Thursday night football game.
Yeah. Wow.
So yeah.
So, well, we're big fans of Amazon Prime. It's you get what you pay for with that, man. No doubt
Absolutely.
About it.
Oh, yeah.
When they deliver your goods the same day sometimes. It's unbelievable.
4 hours later.
That is just incredible.
Yeah. Every time I see one of those guys in my neighborhood, I just give them the thumbs up. I go, Amazon Prime, getting it done.
All right. Mike the Bulldog Bianchi, sports columnist for the Orlando Sentinel, host of Open Mic on Adjacent to Us weekday morning 6 to 9. Over on FM 96.9 The Game. And he's a grown man barking, generous with his time during the sports page here on JRR.
Oh! Lynch and Taco kick off your workday with a big-ass block of rock.
Every morning at 8 a.m. on JRR.